Hello, I'm Ian. Welcome to Creator Coco. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, Kevin and I listen to 5 songs from 5 amazing albums so we can discover more music and evolve our own sounds. This episode has a lot of music, so get comfortable and I hope you enjoy. This episode was brought to you by Fictionista. Fictionista is an app for writing, where new sentences, storylines, and characters can be magically suggested to you as you write, using the power of artificial intelligence. With Fictionista, it's easier than ever to create new worlds and write that story you've always wanted to write. No more writer's block. You can download Fictionista from the App Store or the Play Store, or go to Fictionista.club. That's Fictionista.club. Today I wanted us to, as artists, to just listen to a bunch of music, or in general, just learn about different artists. Because sometimes when you're trying to make music and you don't really listen to a lot of different music, it can make that difficult for you to end up making music that sounds good, because you just don't get ideas or good inspirations. So I'm wondering what you think about this whole idea.
That's actually really lit, bro. That's like different. You feel me? So I fuck with it.
Awesome. I'll be playing some music here. I guess we can just get started. I've selected a few albums that we can start playing with. Some of these artists you already probably know, and some of these albums you already know. And when I say that these are good albums, these are just opinions that are found in general on the internet, and also these are albums I've listened to and I think they're pretty inspiring. Like, if you listen to them as an artist and you actually pay attention, you kind of end up taking something away from it, so that when you're making your own music, sometimes you don't realize that the rules have changed. You're fixed in one way of trying to make music. Maybe you're thinking this is how you're supposed to rap, or this is how you're supposed to sing, or this is how music is supposed to sound. But then sometimes when you listen to an album that other people consider good, and then the rules of what you consider good music end up evolving, and then you feel more free when you're making your own music. You feel like, oh, this is not a mistake. Since this happened in my music, it's not necessarily a mistake. I heard it in this other album, and that means I can actually incorporate it into my sound. I shouldn't necessarily be insecure, or I can try something new that's crazy. And also add it into my music. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that's on point. You know, like you said, you need to really listen to a lot of music to, like, because you can't always base yourself on one genre and one way of making music.
Okay, so let me ask you about yourself. You tell me about the kind of music you love, or what do you like listening to? What do you tend towards whenever you're bored, or what are some of your favorite pieces of music that you go back to all the time?
Okay, well, you see, with me, I'm not really like pinned onto like certain type of music, because my like taste ranges from rock to like the old school 1940 hits, 1950s. You know, I'm not just based on today's music. I just like seeing the history, how everything evolved, rock, you know, Afro. Yeah, man, like I listen to like all kinds of music. Even when my friends, you know, you have friends who like put you on to certain new sounds, and I think that's really awesome when that happens.
So first of all, I really love that you have a wide variety of genres that you like. I would like you to also inspire me. So if you have any ideas for music that you like that I haven't mentioned, or you're like, this album is incredible, you should listen to it, I would love that, because I'm also looking for ways to expand my own music. And for me, I'm the same as you. I'm always looking for new music and different kind of genres to listen to. Old music, like, it's important to understand where music came from, like the old jazz hits or even classical music, even up to now. It's just that sometimes whenever you're like, sometimes it's the modern music is more attractive because it has more beats and things like that. So whenever you're bored, you tend to listen to music that you're used to. I listen to a lot of hip hop whenever I need, like, you know, to be picked up. But I'm also very interested in all different kinds of music because it helps you as an artist to, you know, when you like, for example, classical music, you can incorporate that into your own music and you can be like, oh, now my music has a classical sound, and I understand where that comes from. So yeah, I like all kinds of music, but I understand that hip hop and things like and modern music has its own kind of attraction. That is kind of, it kind of draws you to it whenever you're bored or you need to be to turn up or something like that.
Yeah, that's facts. Plus, you can add the fact that it's music that we've grown up listening to, based on the fact that we were never here when classical music was all that was booming, and you know, jazz was the thing, and you know, like as time moves by, like we evolve and. The beats, yeah, of course, as you said, the beats evolve as well. And you find that these days, yeah, the beats, like, are more attractive. You can find the beats attract you more to the song rather than the lyrics. But contrary to that, you know, the past music, you'd be more attracted to the lyrics than the beat, which was, I can say, like, for that time, it was great. I wish I had experienced that during the time. But, you know, like, we have to go with what we have right now.
Yes, and you're right about the beats versus the lyrics. Like when you listen to music from way back, you hear that they're much more subtle. Like I feel like something I've learned about the music in general and music history is that for the most part, what humans sing about is sex. They sing about love, they sing about money, like it's men singing about women and women singing about men. And that's something I've noticed as a thread across. Like, if you listen to jazz, if you listen to like 1920s music, even some classical music, it's usually all about sex and money and things like that. It's just that the way they put it, it's just so subtle and so well done. Like when you look at music from long ago, like the way they talk about it, like you have to listen to it a few times to realize, oh, this is someone just singing about sex or something like that.
True, like I cannot agree more. Plus, like, it's so crazy because I just came across a song this morning that is so explicit. I'll send you the link on Spotify, but it's so nasty, and it's from 1933, so it's like these people have been nasty, you feel me? So they weren't all like, we can't say they were angels or saints or something like that. They also like, they used to like get nasty sometimes.
Yeah, and that's very cool because it now connects you to that time. You realize those are just also young, horny people who either wanted to, you know, get the man or woman, or they wanted to flex or things like that. It's just that they did it in their own way with the tools that they had. And something that I believe right now, which is partly why I try to make music, is that as the tools of music have evolved, the sound of music has changed. And the things that are possible like now with someone to someone like us, like if you have a laptop, if you have the internet, you can make music that now sounds completely different from what has been created before. Because imagine those people were able to make hits using like shitty microphones, like in studios where they had to grind and they had to, I don't know, do what. But now all those tools which they had to pay for and they had to struggle so much to get, we have now by default. And that's what encourages me, because it's now possible for someone to make crazy sounding music. Like you can invent probably an entirely new genre, or just, you know, put things together in a way that no one has ever done it before, because the tools are so much more readily available. Like everything is so easy now. And so it should be, the music that we have in the future should sound much more complicated. Like our taste should now be evolving. Like even now, if you hear some of the music we have in the modern times, some of it sounds really weird, and people still enjoy listening to it. So our tastes have evolved as technology has evolved. And now as a producer, it's possible for us to make even more crazy sounding music that people are willing to appreciate. What do you think?
Yeah, Ian, that's facts, you know, because we thank God for tech, you know, because, yeah, from Fruity Loops to Adobe softwares, for music and other possible, you know, tools for making music. I feel like it's also amazing that it's become easier. You know, you can find someone to teach you how to, like, use them, and yeah, and you can make classy music, quality music, yeah, just by having a laptop, as you said. And yeah, I feel it's amazing as well.
Awesome. Okay, so let's begin. This was supposed to be kind of a listening session. This was just an experiment for me to try. I'm not sure how it's gonna work, because I'm not sure whether, like, how well you maybe how well you'll be able to listen to music. The first album I wanted us to talk about is an album called Blonde. Before I get into this and Frank Ocean, I'm wondering, do you have any experience with Frank Ocean or Blonde? Have you heard about him? Are you a fan of Frank Ocean? Have you interacted with this music in any way?
So, how I heard about this album was through A$AP Rocky. I saw this interview he had, and he was talking about how Frank Ocean was smart enough to finesse the industry of some money based on how he drops album, you know, but I never really digged into the album, so it's gonna be a new experience, but, you know, fuck it.
Incredible. So let me just give you a bit of history about Frank Ocean, because that's the other aspect of music. Sometimes when you just dive into an album and you don't know, oh, what's the history, sometimes learning the history behind something can help you appreciate it even more. So Frank Ocean is a beast. He worked with Tyler, the Creator, when he was coming up. And Tyler, the Creator, and Frank Ocean and a few other guys had a group called Odd Future. And this was a group of different artists. And they ended up really blowing up, all of them. So Frank Ocean, Tyler, the Creator, and a bunch of other artists. So Frank Ocean released a couple of albums. So the first one was called Channel Orange. Here it is. This one is also a classic, but because we don't have a lot of time, I didn't want to play this one, but this one is the one you should actually start with. And then he released another one called Blonde. So this is an artist who in his discography, he only has released two albums in 2012 and 2016. And since 2016, he has not released any other album. So that's for like 8 years, I think, since then. And the thing is, these two albums, Channel Orange and Blonde, have had an extremely huge impact on the music industry. All the artists who, like, these two albums have completely inspired an entire generation of people to make music. Like, if you listen to these albums, after, like, there's a before and after you actually start listening to Frank Ocean and his albums. It completely changes what you think about music. So when I listened to Blonde and Channel Orange, it completely changed how I think about my music, like in terms of how complex you want it to be, the mixing between singing and rapping, and also, you know, adding things like noise, like changing your vocals, like vocal transformation, like things like that. So I'm just going to play a song here. It's called Nikes. Okay, let me just stop. Let me stop talking. Yeah. So here it is.
From the line. Prophesy, we gon' see the future first. Living so the last night feels like a past life. Speaking of the don't know what got into people, devil be possessing homies, demons try to body jump. Why you think I'm in this bitch when a fucking yarmulke? Acid on me like the rain, weed crumbles in the glitter. Rain, glitter, we laid out on the sweat floor. Away turf, no astro, mesmerized how the strobes glow. Look at all the people feet dance, I know that your nigga came with you, but he ain't with you. We only human and it's humid in these ball mains. I mean, my balls sticking to my jeans. We breathing pheromones, amber rose, sipping pink gold lemonades. Feel it? I may be younger, but I look after you. We're not in love, but I make love to you. When you're not here, save some for you. I'm not him, but I mean something to you. I mean something to you. I mean something to you. You gotta It's only awkward if you're fucking into
me. That's called Nikes by Frank Ocean. It's the first song of many. And this is one of those albums where all of the songs sound incredible. So that's just a taste, and you can see how he mixes singing. He also mixes rapping, and the actual production of the music is out of this world. And after you hear it, the rules that you have for music can evolve. So tell me what you think.
Yeah, that was lit. That was actually really good. The beats, and I heard some like R.I.P. Trayvon. So, since you know the history, maybe you can tell me what happened to Trayvon. And I'm feeling somewhat of a Kanye vibe. I don't know. Could you tell me if he was inspired by Kanye, maybe a bit? Cause yeah, I'm feeling like kind of a Kanye vibe. But overall, it was really lit.
I think I think everyone is inspired by Kanye in some way. I'm not sure about the direct connection, but I know the history of his name. His name is Frank Ocean, and it's a combination of Frank Sinatra, another artist from, you know, the old times, and also Danny Ocean from the Frank from the what's it called? The Ocean 11 movies. So he meets the musician with the guy who robs casinos, and when he says R.I.P. Trayvon, that nigga looked just like me. Trayvon was in the U.S. A lot of black young people get killed. Trayvon was. Let me actually search it up here. And that's the other thing. He mixes. You can mix very subtle ideas, like even a bit of activism and a bit of, you know, things like that into your music, like in just one line like this, which is now something we're talking about that he posted about like 8 years ago. So Trayvon was a 17-year-old who was walking home, and then he was pursued by neighborhood watch patrolman George Zimmerman, being shot to death shortly after due to Zimmerman's feeling of discomfort, despite police urging Zimmerman not to pursue the child and Martin being unarmed. So it was an unarmed young black kid who was shot by a white person because they just felt uncomfortable. So
yeah, that's deep.
Yeah. So, and yeah, it's a line that sticks with you. It's something I think about whenever I listen to it as well. So that's Frank Ocean. There's much more music here that can blow your socks off. So please check it out and use it to inspire you also whenever you're making music.
For sure, I sure will.
Awesome. So let's move on to the next album. So the next album is called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. This is an album that... like it has a lot of incredible videos on YouTube. So if you want context, if you want to see the whole vibe, if you want to see the whole vision, there's some incredible videos on YouTube that Kanye West produced. They're like movies pretty much, because he put so much effort into this specific album. Like he had artists flown into Hawaii and had them like, you know, singing. Like he had like a ton of people featured. Like he really wanted to show off when he was making this album. And he pretty much outdid himself. So it's a very classy album, it's put together extremely well. And I always keep coming back to this one. Even the album art is also controversial, because it was supposed to be like a white chick having sex with someone, but then he had to get it pixelated. And then there's also different versions of this album art and things like that. So I'm wondering, what do you think about Kanye West in general? And have you heard this album called My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Controversial. That's all I ever have to say about Kanye, but I really love Kanye. I know Power from the album. I know Monster.
All of the Lights.
Runaway, All of the Lights. Yeah. I think that's the only ones I know from the album. But yeah, the album was like... controversial. I feel like he's really controversial, even with his album covers. If you've heard Easy, him featuring The Game, then it was really graphic, the album art. But yeah, I really love Kanye. He's one of my top 10.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Sometimes, even though you haven't listened to a specific album, you can still pick out some certain songs, because those are the songs that end up becoming hits out there. Because most people, sometimes you don't end up listening to entire albums. Sometimes you just happen to hear music and you're like, this is a new Kanye West song. And a lot of people don't go, you know, deeper and figure out, where did this one come from? And I want to start by playing the very first song. I think this song is pretty incredible. So let's just get started and hear what he has to tell us. So let's begin.
You might think you've peeped the scene. You haven't. The real one's far too mean. The watered-down one, the one you know, was made up centuries ago. They made it sound all whack and corny. Yes, it's awful, blasted boring. Twisted fiction, sick addiction. Well, gather round, children. Zip it, listen.
Can we get much higher?
So high.
Much higher,
so high.
Oh, 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 oh.
fantasize about this back in Chicago. Mercy, mercy me, that mercy will I go. That's me, the first year that I blow. How you say broken Spanish, me no I blow. Me drown sorrow in that Diablo. Me found bravery in my bravado. DJs need to listen to the models. You ain't got no fucking Yeezy in Serato. Stupid, but what the hell do I know? I'm just a Chi-Town nigga with a nice flow. And my chick in that new Phoebe Philo. So much head, I woke up in Sleepy Hollow.
Can we get much higher?
Oh, oh, oh.
Celine Dion, sex is on fire. I'm the king of Leona Lewis, beyond the truest. Hey, teacher, teacher, tell me how do you respond to students and refresh the page and restart the memory? We spark the soul and rebuild the energy. We stop the ignorance, we kill the enemy. Sorry for the night, key moms are still visit me. The plan was to drink it till the pain over. But what's worse, the pain or the hangover? Fresh air rolling down the window. Too many Urkels on your team, that's why your wind's low. Don't make me pull the toys out, huh? Don't make me pull the toys and fire up the engines, huh? And then they make noise.
Can we get much higher?
Uh-huh. So high.
At the mall there was a seance, just kids, no parents. Then the sky filled with herons.
Saw the devil
and the Chrysler, the Baron, and the hell would spare us. And the fires they declare us. But after that, took pills, kissed and errors, and woke up back in Paris.
Can we get much higher?
So high.
That song is called Dark Fantasy. Tell me your thoughts, opinions. What do you think?
I mean, yo, it's Kanye. This Kanye, you know, he goes crazy. And I was wanting to ask if you're familiar which song he sampled on. I can feel a little sample. Did they sample a little song before?
I feel like Kanye samples all the time, and these people sample songs like that. Like they have so much taste, and they have so much history, and they know so much music that they can sample songs from all different kinds of periods. Here you can hear a lot of I don't know, there's piano sounds, there's different kinds of hip hop. I'm not sure exactly which song he sampled, but he definitely samples songs all the time. And it's a lot in this whole album.
For sure, that was nice. I can feel a little East Coast hip-hop, some going on also on the beats, like the Tupac type, you know, since he comes from the old school, he's an old school rapper, so yeah, I dig what you're saying.
Yes, and in the album, he mixes a lot of those sounds. He goes old, he goes modern, he mixes it, like he creates something new out of all that old music. And here you can hear that part, can we get much higher? He adds that in there. And I really love the flex where he's like, don't make me pull the toys out and fire up the engines, and then they make noise. And then the like, it's just such a cool part of this song. And there's more songs up. There's more songs to add. So in here, he's just trying to be, I think, really classy. He's trying to make an album that's very well polished, very well put together, and you can hear everything from beginning to end. Even if you told me that you like the song Power, that's incredible. There's all of the lights is in this album. So there's already songs we like. You just need to go through the whole thing and hear the whole experience for yourself. Any other thing that stood out to you?
It's just really unique, you know, because I feel like Kanye is very, I don't want to say careful, because he says what he wants to say, because he's a really open-minded guy. But, you know, besides music, I really just like how Kanye thinks and how he expresses himself without fear of contradiction or hate. He doesn't care about that kind of stuff. So that's what stands out to me about Kanye, not really about the song. All his songs are just different.
Okay, so yeah. So also check this one out. If you're interested in incorporating this sound into your own music, it shows you that you can mix, you know, different things together. Music doesn't have to be, you know, just someone rapping on a beat. It can be so much more. You can have all these different sounds. You can have a choir. You can have all different kinds of things mixed in there. So we have another album here.
This idea was really cool. Like, if there was more people like on this, they'd really enjoy this.
Yeah. I try to market these things so that people can attend. But I guess sometimes people are busy. But I'll just keep trying. My goal is to just spread this idea and spread music like this so that people can get this kind of experience. I'm glad that you like it as well. So thanks for the feedback.
Man.
So, okay, now we have another album here called Good Kid, Mad City. So this is, let me try to...
One thing I know about you, Ian, you really like Kendrick.
Yeah, I like Kendrick. Although Kendrick, to be honest, sometimes it can be difficult to go back to his albums and listen to them like, oh, you're like, you want to turn up or something like that. It's not like an album that you need, you're going to go back to all the time. Like, I really like his last album, and I've listened to it too much. But he makes music that you're supposed to just sit down and think about. He doesn't make music necessarily for you to, to turn up and listen to all the time. What about you? What do you think about Kendrick?
Since we are all right, like, he's been, like, mad in the city, you know, which like is the name of the album, coincidentally, but yeah, he's just been crazy.
Yeah, and there's a couple of songs here that you'll recognize. So from Good Kid, Mad City, some of the hits I think were Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, Money Trees, Poetic Justice, Swimming Pools. Another one is some of these are remixes, but yeah, so let me play the first song of Good Kid, Mad City, and let's hear it. This is not a song actually I've listened to a lot myself, so I'm actually also listening to this one here right now as well. So let's play it.
Lord God, I come to you a sinner, and I humbly repent for my sins. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I believe you raised him from the dead. I will ask that Jesus come in my life and be my Lord and Savior. I receive Jesus to take control of my life, and that I may live for him as this day forth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me with your precious blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Camel. I wanna ride like Arabians, pushing low for Mercedes Benz. Hello, my name is Kendrick. She said, no, you're handsome. Whispered in my ear, disappeared, then found her dancing. Sierra had played in the background. The parade music we made had us all wearing shades now. Cool. Where you stay? She said, down the street from Dominguez High. Okay, I know that's borderline Compton or Paramount. well as a Compton. No, she replied to quickly start batting her eyes. I strictly had one of her thighs around me. 17 with nothing but pussy stuck on my mental. My motive was rather sinful. What you trying to get into? She didn't tell, just gave me her next tale. Dropped the number, we chirped the whole summer. And well, the summer had passed and now I'm liking her. Conversation we having probably enticing her. Who can imagine, maybe my actions will end up wifing her. Love or lust, regardless what fuck has to trife in us. It's deep rooted, the music of being young and dumb. It's never muted, in fact it's much louder where I'm from. We know a lot about each other, her mother was a crack addict. She lived with her granny and her younger two brothers. Her favorite cousin Demetrius is a reputable. Family history of game banging did make me skeptical, but not enough to stop me from getting a nut. I wanna come over, what's up? That's what I told her soon as this episode. My Martin go off, I'm trying to get off. I was a heat like a cactus, my tactics of being thirsty probably could hurt me, but fuck it, I got some heart. Grandma, mama, keys, hopped in the car, then old bar. So now I'm down Rosecrans in the caravan, passing Alameda, my gas meter hit need of a pump. I got enough to get me through the traffic jam. At least I hope, cause my pocket's broke, it's a promise, man. I'm thinking about that sex, thinking about her thighs, or maybe kissing on her neck, or maybe what position's next. Sent a picture of her titties blowing up my text. I looked at them and almost ran my front bumper into Corvette. Enthused by the touch of a woman, she's a masseuse, and I'm a professional porn star, went off the goose. I had a fifth in the trunk like Curtis Jackson for ransom. I'm hoping to get her loose like an Uncle Luke anthem. I'm two blocks away, 250 feet and six steps from where she stays. She waving me across the street. I pulled up, a smile on my face, and then I see two niggas, two black hoodies. I froze as my phone rang.
Please leave your message for 323. Record your message after the tone.
Kendrick, where you at? Damn, I'm sitting here waiting on my van. You told me you was gonna be back in 15 minutes. I gotta go to the county building, man. These kids ready to eat. I'm ready to eat. Shit. I gotta get them food stamps. Come on now. You on your way or what? I hope you ain't out there messing with them damn hood rats out there, shit. Especially that crazy-ass girl, Shireen. And plus, you got school tomorrow. You keep fucking around in them streets, you ain't gonna pass to the next grade. 11th grade.
Is that Kendrick on the phone?
Your daddy's calling about some damn dominoes. He wanna holler at you, too. Go ahead, Kenny. Go on. Shit.
Hello? Yeah, where my motherfucking dominoes at?
Kenny.
What?
I'm on his voicemail. Damn fool.
Oh.
Shit.
Yeah, where my motherfucking dominoes at? Domino. It's the second time I asked you to bring my fucking dominoes.
Give me the damn phone. Shit, don't hang up. Damn, let me
see.
Kendrick, when you get this message, man, call me back.
Car.
I need to know when you're going to bring back my damn car. This man fussing about some damn dominoes. It ain't all that serious. Fuck damn dominoes. Shit, I'm going to miss my damn appointment. Fuck. Fuck some damn dominoes. Nobody want to hear that.
Nobody want to hear your ass. Matter of fact, cut my motherfucking oldies back on. You're killing my motherfucking vibe.
So that is the first song in Good Kid, Mad City. I thought it was very interesting. I loved the sounds in the beginning. Like, it just gives you an experience. And then he ends it with storytelling. Like, if you mix in things like audio from recordings that you have around the house, like things to do with your own life and your own family and your own neighborhood, it can actually add even more to the storytelling that you have. So I really loved that. And I'm wondering, what is your opinion? What are some interesting things you take away from that?
Just how open he was, you know. He doesn't like hide details about what he was going through as a kid, as a youngin, having sinful thoughts. Yeah, I felt like that was really deep. I'd never heard also this song, like, in particular. I'd never sampled it, so I feel like, yeah, it's really open and. Has inspired me also to, like, you know, sometimes you'd be wanting to write, like, personal stuff, but you feel like you're held back, you feel scared. But yeah, I feel like he inspires me, like, to open up more about personal experiences.
Yeah, and that's where I think where the best music comes from, because if you're not talking about your own personal experiences, you're usually copying someone else or just talking about things which you feel like people are going to want to listen to, instead of saying the things that you want to bring out. Like, if you listen to Blonde or even Kanye West or even now Kendrick Lamar, they all talk about music, or they all use music to talk about their own perspectives in life. And you need to reach that point where you're brave enough. And I know it takes time to figure out, what do I want to talk about as an artist? What do I want to share? And how can I put it in a way that people want to listen? So that's an awesome thing that you've pointed out. And also, I'm in that boat as well. I'm trying to figure out how do you create personal music, because when you create personal music, it now becomes unique and it becomes your own thing.
That's the album you just chose, bro. This is crazy.
Tell me about it. Tell me what you think
about the album.
Yeah, so you're talking about Auntie Rihanna.
Yeah, of course I'm talking about Riri. Like, that's my crush since forever.
Oh, so this is an album. Have you listened to this album before? Is it something you're always bumping? And are there some songs here that you love?
I love Needed Me. Needed Me, like, it stays on my mind forever. Like, Work also, Desperado, Kiss It Better. Those are the ones I focused on the most.
Okay. For me, this is an album I've listened to 10 billion times, all the freaking times. I think she does an extremely good job of, you know, performing, of singing. And this is an album you'll go back to all the time. It's just an album for chilling. If you want to smoke a blunt, if you want to just hang out, it's a very, very good album. And I'm going to play a song from it so that I want to play Love on the Brain. So have you had Love on the Brain?
I mean, not yet, play that bit.
Oh, okay. So here's Love on the Brain.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't get. Just to get close to you, could we burn someday? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good, and I can't. No matter what I do.
amazing. Nothing else.
Awesome, awesome. So yeah, this is an album I keep coming back to.
Is it like the Love on the Brain? I feel like it's a sample, yeah, because I've ever heard that rhythm, like must be love from.
Oh, funny! I've never heard that sample before. Then I guess yeah, sometimes they sample this music, they turn it into their own thing, and it becomes incredible like that. So. You can check out this album as well if you're looking for something to chill. And yeah, it has a lot of incredible... It has Work. Work was a huge hit with Drake. It has Kiss It Better, Needed Me, as you mentioned. And there's tons of other songs here that you're going to enjoy. I think we have time for just one more. We have one more artist we can check out. So let me show you our last artist.
I got none but time, bro.
Awesome. So here we are with our final artist. This is called Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey is I don't know. She has this aesthetic and she has this way of presenting her music. It's like she's from a different time and she was given to us. And she makes music that sounds so classy, but at the same time, she's just so nasty and you know, she's so real. And she's herself, and she has her own brand. But I really love her music, and she's incredible. I don't know whether you've listened to Lana Del Rey before, or heard about her, or anything like that.
Not yet, Brody, but yeah, I'm psyched up for
awesome. This one. So let me play. So this is her album called Born to Die. She has a few albums. Let me check them out. So she has a few albums. Let's see. She has Norman Fucking Rockwell. She has Ultraviolence. So this one is from like 2012. We're going back to 2012. But even her latest music is incredible. Like she's just a beast. And she can sing incredibly well. She's one of the greats like right now in our modern times. So let me play the first song in her album called Born to Die. And the song is called Born to Die.
Like I told you, honey, don't make me sad, don't make me cry. Sometimes life is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh, let's go get high. The road is long, okay, we are. Try to have fun in the meantime. Come and take a walk on the outside. Let me kiss you hard. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh. Let's sometimes love is not enough and the road gets tough. I don't know why. Keep making me laugh. Let's go get high. The road is long. Carry on. Try to have fun in the meantime. We were born to die.
I have tissue by my side right now, bro. Like that was so emotional. You did, but yeah, it's really fire.
Wow. This is just the tip of the iceberg. Like she has like music that is out of this world, and she sings it from such a, she has her very own unique style, and her relationship with men and how she explores that relationship is something that you won't find in other people's music. Like she's just insane. And she sings extremely well. Everyone loves her, and I love her as well. She makes incredible music, and she has a lot of songs even in this album that you're going to enjoy. She has music in other albums that you're going to enjoy. But this is one artist that you can start also paying attention to, and listening to her music. And there's many more albums, and there's probably some that you could have also suggested to me. This is an interesting format of a meetup where we actually just listen to music. And if there's more music to listen to, maybe for the next one or some other one in the future, we can try the same thing too. So we can all be listening to each other. We can even listen to our own music. If you have music on Spotify, if I have music on Spotify, we can mix it up and see how things go. So what are your general thoughts, opinions? What do you think about this whole thing?
This was definitely a vibe, bro. Like, I love that. I don't know how you thought of it, but it's really lit. And, you know, it's more involving about the music because you can actually hear the sounds and give your opinions on what you think. And it's just an amazing idea, Ian. I love how you love getting us involved and, you know, really like... What do I say? But like, it's really an awesome idea. Like for the pitch, yeah, I think it's really amazing, and I've learned a lot today.